Chapter 2. Preparing to ride. Before taking off on any trip, a safe rider makes a point to wear the right gear. Become familiar with the motorcycle. Check the motorcycle equipment. Be a responsible rider. You have a far better chance of avoiding serious injury in a crash if you wear a helmet. A helmet is not required under Illinois law. However, a rider who wears a properly fitted helmet greatly reduces the chance of a fatal head injury in an accident. Face or eye protection, and protective clothing. Helmet use, selection. Motorcycle crashes are common, particularly among beginning riders. 1 out of every 5 motorcycle crashes results in head or neck injuries. Crash analyses show that head and neck injuries account for a majority of serious and fatal injuries to motorcyclists. Research also shows that, with few exceptions, head and neck injuries are reduced by properly wearing an approved helmet. Some riders do not wear helmets because they think helmets will limit their view to the sides. Others wear helmets only on long trips or when riding at high speeds. Following are some facts to consider. An approved helmet lets you see as far to the sides as necessary. A study of more than 900 motorcycle crashes, where 40% of the riders wore helmets, did not find one case in which a helmet kept a rider from spotting danger. Most crashes happen on short trips, less than 5 miles long, just a few minutes after starting out. Most riders are riding slower than 30 miles per hour when a crash occurs. At these speeds, helmets can cut both the number and the severity of head injuries by half. No matter what the speed, helmeted riders are 3 times more likely to survive head injuries than those not wearing helmets at the time of the crash. There are 2 primary types of helmets, providing 2 levels of coverage, 3/4 and full face. Whichever style you choose, you get the most protection by making sure that the helmet meets U.S. Department of Transportation and state standards. Fits snugly, all the way around. Has no obvious defects, such as cracks, loose padding, or frayed straps. Whatever helmet you wear, keep it securely fastened when you ride. Otherwise, if you are involved in a crash, it is likely to fly off your head. Eye and face protection. A plastic, shatter-resistant face shield can help protect your whole face in a crash. It also protects you from wind, dust, dirt, rain, insects, and pebbles thrown from cars ahead. These problems are distracting and can be painful, and if you have to deal with them, you cannot devote your full attention to the road. Although goggles protect your eyes, they will not protect the rest of your face like a face shield does. A windshield is not a substitute for a face shield or goggles. Most windshields will not protect your eyes from the wind. Neither will eyeglasses or sunglasses. Glasses will not keep your eyes from watering, and they might blow off when you turn your head while riding. To be effective, eye or face shield protection must be free of scratches. Be resistant to penetration. Give a clear view to either side. Fasten securely so it does not blow off. Permit air to pass through to reduce fogging. Permit enough room for eyeglasses or sunglasses, if needed. Tinted eye protection should not be worn at night or any other time when little light is available. Clothing. The right clothing protects you in a crash. It also provides comfort as well as protection from heat, cold, debris, and hot and moving parts of the motorcycle. Jacket and pants should cover arms and legs completely. They should fit snugly enough to keep from flapping in the wind, yet loosely enough to move freely. Leather offers the most protection. Sturdy synthetic material also provides good protection. Wear a jacket even in warm weather to prevent dehydration. Many are designed to protect without getting you overheated, even on summer days. Boots or shoes should be high and sturdy enough to cover your ankles and give them support. Soles should be made of hard, durable, slip-resistant material. Keep heels short so they do not catch on rough surfaces. Tuck in laces so they will not catch on your motorcycle. Gloves allow a better grip and help protect your hands in a crash. Your gloves should be made of leather or similar durable material. In cold or wet weather, Your clothes should keep you warm and dry, as well as protect you from injury. Riding for long periods in cold weather can cause severe chill and fatigue. A winter jacket should resist wind and fit snugly at the neck, wrists, and waist. Good quality rain suits designed for motorcycle riding resist tearing apart or ballooning up at high speeds.